There is nothing worse than untapped potentials. If you know that you're made for more, this is the place. I know that every successful person I've ever met has one thing in common. They do not let themselves fall victim to their circumstances. They figure out a way to rise above it. So join me on this journey where I help you to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business. If you're feeling stuck and you're needing some practical tools, some hope to get you to that better life, this is definitely the place for you. Everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I am your host, Lachelle Weemy, and we get a chance to talk to Whitney Hofer. You guys, she is an incredible woman with so much in common with me, and I know that if I love her, you guys are going to love her too. She is a online business manager for top leaders in network marketing, and that is really a journey that she has gotten to, but it's been a really cool and interesting, you know, path that got her from there to where she is now. And Whitney, I can't wait for all of us to get a chance to know you better, hear from your heart, and really understand kind of how you got to where you are. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. So happy to be here.
Yes. Okay. So I would love for you to tell us exactly what it is that you do. Cause I know that I gave like a, you know, a fancy like online business manager for top leaders in network marketing, but what exactly is that? Tell us a little bit more.
Yes. So online business manager, it can mean a lot of different things, but in my terms, my sole focus is helping, you know, those women who have reached like the top sector of their direct sales company. And they've really sort of hit that plateau or sort of roadblock where they're just managing so much of their business and they want to continue to grow. They want to continue to scale without all the hustle and the management. Maybe they want to step into more of a leadership role. They want to mentor more. They want to be more of that leader to their team, but they're so stuck in management and just doing everything. And my focus is coming in and helping alleviate a lot of that management of their business, whether it's with social media, whether it's with team care, customer care, email marketing. Those are like my bread and butter to really help manage people's direct sales businesses so they can grow.
That is amazing. I love that so much. And I think like as a person who has been a top leader in network marketing, I love the leadership part. I love pouring into my team. And that's fun for me to just draw out potential out of people who didn't even realize that they have this inside of them. But you're right. There is so much to manage once you get into a booming, growing business, right? And oftentimes we find that there are things that we don't love doing anymore. And oftentimes we go into this type of business because we're looking for time freedom, right?
Yep.
And so you find that we can kind of get in the weeds in our business sometime, and we don't get a chance to work as much on our business because we're in our business and we don't get a chance to do the things that we love to do, our zone of genius, that really keeps us going and makes us come alive. And so that's so cool that that's what you do and how you serve people in the world. I love that story. So tell me a little bit, Whitney, like, how did you get to this place? Because I know that this is not something that you have done, you know, your entire adulthood. I would love for you to give us an idea of your journey. And maybe, you know, you were stuck in the middle of there sometime that we can maybe relate to. So give us an idea of how this happened.
Yeah, it's funny because if someone were to tell me what I'm doing today, you know, 3 years ago, I would have been like, really? Yeah. What? Like, people always assume that I was a veteran in the industry, that I climbed to the top of a company, and like, that's not it at all. So I'll take you back to, let's see, when I graduated college. I mean, I've been out of college now for like 12 years, and you know, my upbringing and sort of the path that I was led to take is probably very similar to a lot of people. It's you go to school, you go to college, you get a good job, and you work for, you know, 30 to 40 years and hope to retire on, you know, the money that you make throughout your career. And that's kind of the path that, you know, you're subconsciously sort of follow. And so I did that, and I had a marketing degree. I had a great first job right out of college, and sort of was just following the path that I thought was the right path. And, you know, over the few years out of college, I had assumed a few different positions and sort of found myself in this pattern of, okay, I'd go from one job to the next because I wasn't, my default was like, I'm not feeling fulfilled. Like I'm not feeling fulfilled in a job. I'd been there for a while, then I'd reached this point where I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling fulfilled. It's just not for me anymore. I got to find something else. Like there's something better out there. And, I found this job that I really thought was the one, like, this is where I'm going to live out my career. And then I had my daughter, I had my first child, and something just switched in me. And I went back to work after she was born, was there about a year, and something just, again, I reached that point. I was like, something's not working. I was commuting almost an hour each way. The work I was doing wasn't great. I was still good at my job, but to me, feeling fulfilled in work and like feeling a connection to it is so important to me. I can't explain it. It's so important to me.
Me too. It's so important. Yeah. I can't imagine just like clocking in and clocking out for 40 years and waiting for the day where it can just all be over. Like, I can't imagine that life.
Yep. And that's what I was starting to feel. And so, again, it was kind of like, okay, it's time to find another job. There's something else better out there. This just isn't the right fit. And so I did that. Mm-hmm. I found another position closer to home. I thought it was going to be, again, the one. And about less than a year into that job, I was starting to have those feelings come up again. I was like, oh no, like trying as hard as I could to suppress it. And I was like, oh no, this is coming up again. What do I do? I didn't feel like I could go to my husband. I didn't feel like I could talk to anybody about it. So I just sort of like internalized these feelings and was like, okay, I'm the solution. I'm going to have to figure this out. And I remember one day sort of hitting that roadblock pretty hard and kind of being like, okay, Whitney, like, what are we going to do? What's going to be sustainable? What's going to be fulfilling? What's the answer? What's going to take you into your 50s and 60s as long as you work? And so I literally started taking pen to paper and writing down like my non-negotiables for a career. What was going to fulfill me? What did I need to sustain a career? You know, I needed time flexibility. I needed schedule freedom. I'm somebody who's very disciplined. So, you know, I don't need to be stuck at a cube from 9 to 5 all day. That was like just draining the life out of me. And it was making a list of what was going to fulfill me. So, that was all I really kind of knew what to do. And so from there, it was sort of like putting the pieces together. So I probably a day or two later, call it fate, call it whatever, but I actually came upon a girl that she went to my high school here in Kansas City. She was a couple years older than me, and I had always kind of kept an eye on her, saw what she did, but for whatever reason, just never like really looked into what she did. And for whatever reason, she posted something that day that I was on Facebook, and it struck a chord with me. It was something to the effect of like, do you dread waking up in the morning going to work? Are you unfulfilled in your career? It was something along those lines that perked up my interest. And so I was kind of like, okay, like what is Lauren about? Like, something's intriguing to me about her. And so I sort of just went down this rabbit hole and just ate up everything about her. Just dove in deep on learning her whole story. She was in a similar situation, and she ended up quitting her job, starting her freelancing journey as a virtual assistant, replaced her income within a year, and she was teaching other women in similar situations how to do that. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is a sign. this is it. And I didn't tell my husband, but I bought her $1,500 course. It was a 12-week course. And I ended up purchasing it. I finished the 12-week course in like 3 weeks. I was so motivated to get this thing off the ground, get out of my crappy situation. Yeah. And I was all in. I was all in. And this was so unlike me. And I had to sort of unlearn these thought patterns that I had come to sort of know. Like, I'm not someone who really ruffles feathers. I never, you know, I was always kind of one to follow the path that was set out before me. And this was so unlike me. So unlike me, but I was so excited and so motivated. So I launched my business. I sort of snuck around going to different networking events in between my 9 to 5. I got my first client within a month. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is happening. And a few months in, I ended up getting let go from my full-time job, which at the time I was like, oh my gosh, like not quite ready for this. So it was like November. So we're nearing the end of the year. And obviously that was a huge shock right before the holidays and all that. But, you know, I kind of had to come to Jesus with my husband and was like, okay, like, this is my chance. Like, this is my chance to go all in. Let me just, it was almost like a, let me prove it to you that I can make this work. And he was like, okay, like, let's see what you can do by the end of the year. And realistically, I'm like, okay, 2 months, like, really, what can I get done in 2 months? But okay, challenge accepted. Not the best time to get a business off the ground towards the end of the year, but, you know, throw in that we found out we were expecting our second child, and then the holidays, and then 2020 happened, and we all know what happened in 2020. But I was still, I was all in, and, you know, 2020 started off, I ended up getting a couple really great clients, one of whom I'm still working with today. And another one was my very first direct sales leader, who she actually found me. She approached me to come work for her, to support her. And we just clicked. We instantly clicked. I absolutely loved her just as a person and the work that I was doing for her. So immediately just dove into her business, helping support her. And I was all in. I was all in. And then, you know, 2020 had its ebbs and flows. I had my son in August, took a little bit of time off, and then came back and sort of had this newfound motivation after that happened, and was like, I need to, like, really get things going and more amped up. I love working with my client, Sarah, in the direct sales industry. And I want more of this. I want more of this. I joined a coaching program. And like, the number one task was, you need to define your niche, and you need to, need to find your specialty. And almost immediately I was like, I want more work like this that I'm doing for Sarah. I want to work with more clients like this. And so that was really the turning point of focusing on the industry and turning my attention towards it. And once I did that, and just started tweaking little things in my business, that's really where the traction picked up. And that's when I started feeling like, okay, like, I'm starting to really see the light. You know, I had seen it all along and saw the potential, but it was really kind of putting the big foundational pieces in place and the stars kind of aligning that really set the wheel in motion.
That is so amazing. And I have so many questions that I'm like, okay, where even do I start? I think that the audience is going to want me to ask this because it perked me up. You said you made a couple of tweaks in your business and things started to get into alignment. Tell me about those tweaks, because I think all of us can learn from what it is that you discovered for yourself and how we could possibly emulate the wisdom that you had, you know, discovered in your own business.
Yes. So it was really, I have to give all credit to my business coach, who I am still working with today, but she just really helped me focus on, first of all, my niche, picking, committing to it, making sure that everything was in alignment. So when it came to marketing for my business, that my messaging was lining up, that I was super duper clear on who my ideal client was, what their pain points were, that I looked like a legitimate business, that I had a website that was attractive, and that my Instagram feed didn't look like clip art, and like that I had a professional looking image, and, you know, I had branded photos and a personal brand that I was building, and, you know, little tweaks here and there, but it really had to do with how I was marketing myself as a business owner, as the solution to somebody's problems.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that, and I want you guys to hear this because it's so important that we address that, you know, you leveled up and you made these tweaks in order to really put forth a persona that you are a professional who could help someone else. And especially when you are marketing to top leaders, you're marketing to successful people already. So I don't know about you, but like some of us can get stuck in the imposter syndrome, like, holy crap, like how am I going to directly, you know, do this? And I think that I'm going to guess this, but I probably already know the answer, right? That you really had to get your own mindset right in order for you to put yourself out there in that way. Sometimes we have to become her before we feel like her.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely. Yes. And I think for, I know for a lot of service providers, it's, oh, well, I don't have testimonials yet, or I don't have necessarily like the business proof yet to really flex that muscle of expertise. But in fact, what I was doing was stuff that I did in my corporate days. And, you know, I was always known as like the manager, the one to get stuff done, to take things across the finish line, the one that was detail oriented. So it did take a lot of like mindset unraveling or unlearning some of my things that I had, you know, that weren't true, that I just stories I'd made up in my head.
Yes. And our body does that. Our brain does that in order to try to keep us safe, right? It keeps us in our comfort zone because it's what it knows. And I love brain science. Like I could nerd out all day about brain science. And one of the things that I've learned is that we create our outside world to match our inside world, which is our inside world is a programming that we have in our subconscious, right? And so when we are interacting with the world around us, it has to match what is going on inside of our heads. And so in order for us to be able to make that shift, we have to start changing the programming inside of ourselves. And it sounds like that's what you did. Oh my gosh. Okay. I have so many questions that I have that I really want to dive into you and discovering your purpose and all of these things. But first, you guys, I want to tell you all about something that my team and I have been working on. We are so excited to bring you a backstage pass to some of these amazing experts like Whitney. You get a chance to ask my expert these amazing questions, have really intimate conversations around your own personal situations, and to get to ask them the things that I didn't ask them. So how cool is that? I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of detail, and then we're going to come right back and chat with my new friend Whitney here about ways that she was able to kind of unlock this amazing gift that she has. So we'll see you in a sec. Hey, Lachelle here. And I just got to ask you, do you ever listen to podcasts or special training from gurus who are telling you exactly what to do, but you still have questions? Wouldn't it be amazing if you actually could ask questions to the people who are presenting to give you your personalized answer to how you can get into action and apply it to your unique situation? That is exactly why I created the Better Club Elite, which is a very special, very exclusive monthly membership that gives you access to those question and answer sessions that are going to get you into action and get you all lined up with everything that you need to start being better, doing better, and having better in life and in business. The support, the answers, and everything that you need to get you into action. So let's go. Okay, sis, like I would love to tie in a couple of things that I picked up in your story as well. Okay, so you recognize that you weren't being fulfilled. And I think that this is something that oftentimes we shove down because we just think that there's something wrong with us, that we are antsy or that we can't get content. I don't know if that had ever popped into your brain, because that's, you know, how I feel every about 3 to 4 years. And I'm like, what's wrong with you, Lachelle? But, and so I think that it's really cool though, because you had enough awareness to recognize the pattern and you started to allow it to guide you as a clue that there was something more for you. And I think that oftentimes, guys, we don't have to be necessarily discontented to want more or to be excited for the next thing. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing to be excited for something else or something new. And I think that it's really cool that you were able to recognize that and say, this just doesn't fit right. And that you gave yourself the permission to demand a fulfilled life instead of settling for a mediocre existence.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think that another thing that really stood out to me is that you were able to sit down and write out the things that were your non-negotiables. I think that that's so powerful because oftentimes I think even in, you know, kids, when we ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? They think about a job title and a paycheck. Mm-hmm. But very often we don't even consider who we want to be. What kind of wife and mom do we want to be? What kind of lifestyle do we want to have? What kind of, you know, work-life balance and time freedom and all of those things, all of that encompasses who we are and what we can be. And I think that we oftentimes just forget that it's just a title, it's just a paycheck, and there's all of these other pieces that make our life the fulfillment that it's meant to be, right? So you were able to go in and say, this is what I want. Tell us a little bit more about that process.
It was pretty scrappy, if I'm being honest.
That's perfect. That's helpful.
You know, it's funny thinking back on it now and like going through that list of like my non-negotiables. I don't even remember money being a factor. Like I'm sure it was subconsciously, but the fulfillment piece was the biggest thing. And I think I just remember being like, okay, like if I can match my income that I'm making now, like I haven't made. Yeah. I want to feel fulfilled. I want to have schedule freedom. I want to be able to be there for my family. And, you know, I look at it now, like my daughter starting kindergarten this fall, I'm going to be able to pick her up at 3 o'clock and every day. And like, that's huge to me. That's something I never thought would be possible. And, you know, my parents never picked me up from school. It was always, carpooling with other people. And that was just something, no knock on them. But, you know, it was just something I always,
It was a dream that you had.
Yes.
Yeah. And oftentimes we think it's unattainable, but those little things are huge. Those little things are life-changing. And I think that it's really cool too, that you recognized that number one, that you were unsettled. Number two is that you thought about what it is that you want. And again, it wasn't a title. It wasn't a paycheck. It was what kind of life do I want to live? And then you were open to receive the answers that were going to come, right? Yep. I believe that God allows us to feel those inner stirrings to give us a signal that he has something more in store for us. And then once we get to that place where we're open enough, he can deliver the answer. And oftentimes I remember thinking like, okay, I'm really good at thanking him and I'm really good at praying for help, but I'm not very good about listening. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good about settling in and listening to the answer he's trying to give me. And so the fact that you were open enough to recognize that post and to take the action step to dive into that is a huge, huge process that I don't want to overlook. And then I think the other thing that stood out to me too, Whitney, was that you didn't have steps 1 through 100 all figured out, right? Like you took the next step, which was, okay, I'm going to look to see what she's up to. And then I'm going to take the next step, which is to sign up for her course. And I'm going to take the next step, which is to digest the course instead of just buying it and having it and sitting in my inbox somewhere. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you took the next step and it unfolded as you went. And I think that it's so cool because oftentimes we think that our purpose has to be this big grand, like someday I'm going to this. And that might be like, yes, someday I'm going to, you know, help people in this way, or I'm going to be able to, you know, pick my kids up from school. That might be it. But it's like those little tiny steps along the way that get us there don't all have to be set in stone, do they?
Yes. No, absolutely not. It's just taking one little baby step after the next, trusting that you can figure it out. There's so much that goes into trusting yourself. It's so much power in just trusting yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge part of it for me. It was trusting that I was going to figure it out, that it would be uncomfortable, but I was ready. And my circumstances, my motivation to change my circumstances mm-hmm. was greater than my feelings of discomfort.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I love that. And I love the fact too, that you recognize on this journey that it was able to evolve. The next step was able to present itself in front of you, which it was, oh my goodness, I love working with top leaders in network marketing and direct sales. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, people in direct sales and network marketing are driven. They're self-improvement oriented. They're positive. Yep. Like they're givers, right? And yep. and I can imagine that you're like, oh my gosh, this is the kind of person. And so why do we oftentimes settle? Because we just want to at least get the paycheck. We just want to, mm-hmm. you know, like, well, at least I don't really want to work with this kind of person, but I will because at least it'll pay the money. Like when yep. we recognize what we love and we can decide that we love it, it will come into our life. Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, okay. So Whitney, I want to switch gears a little bit and I want you to give us some ideas or practical tools that you would give people who are feeling stuck in, and I'm going to let you choose. It can be this life mm-hmm. in general, somebody who's kind of in the career transition that you are in, or it might even just be the kind of clients that you serve and the biggest mm-hmm. things that they struggle with and how you help them get unstuck from that. So I'll let you choose mm-hmm. how you want to answer that question, but what practical tools and hope can you give us in the areas of getting unstuck?
Yeah, I mean, I could probably answer both kind of pretty succinctly. I would say first off, if yeah. someone is in a similar situation as I was three years ago, gosh, as elementary as it sounds, I think writing out pen to paper what mm-hmm. you want and what you mm-hmm. need is just the starting point. Also, talking to someone about it. I mean, I think that's one of the things I don't have many regrets, but that's probably, I didn't really put it out into the universe. And that was probably just from yeah. fear of like, who's going to judge yeah. me or, you know, who's going to find out and like say something to my yeah. boss.
If I fail and I embarrass myself. Like
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
There's so much. Yeah.
Putting your dreams out into the universe. Talking to people you never know who might have a connection for you. I can't tell you how many people when I was just starting out, like made so many connections for me. And just again, trusting that if you want something badly enough, don't feel like you have to have everything figured out because you can't. It's like, right. that's going to stall you in your yeah. quest for what you desire. Those are probably that's probably what I would suggest for that first camp of people. To people who more fall in line with, you know, my ideal client, those top leaders who are striving, who maybe feel stuck, who are striving for more growth. You know, I think I share some similarities with them in that I like to hold things close to the chest. I like control. I like, mm-hmm. you know, I've built my business with some scrappiness and a lot of hustle, yeah. some tears yep. here and there. And I remember when my coach, I had gotten to a point in my business where I was almost headed for burnout. I wasn't there yet, but I was headed there. Mm-hmm. Because I was at a point where I was just like jack of all trades, just trying to be all things to all people. And it wasn't serving me very well. And I was noticing some things. And she said, you need to hire some support. And I was like, well, then I'm losing money. Like I'm paying someone else to do something that I should be able to do. And right. it was also like the perfectionist in me that was like, I just don't want the quality of work to suffer. That's something I take such pride mm-hmm. in, is the quality of work that I do for my clients. And
right. Yeah.
It took some convincing, but I was finally like, she's right. I need to hire some support and we can start slow and I can train this person to be my right-hand man. And I did that. And it was life-changing, and it allowed me to show up in the ways that I wanted to. It allowed me more margin in my business to spend more time on my business and more time doing like the strategy and the and the you know, the things with my clients that I really enjoyed, coupled with less of the done for you work, which I still which I still love, but my VA was helping me with that, and so it just alleviated so much stress. So all that to say is, you know, top leaders, if they're feeling that same way, like, oh, I can never outsource, I can never, you know, let go of what I've built, and I just have such a hard time trusting. It's, you know, you got to look at where you see yourself down the line, where you want the future to go, and what you, again, what you really want from your business and your life. If it's the time freedom, if it's the schedule flexibility, you know, what's that going to take? And most of the time it's, you know, some extra support to
that
really allow you to get in your zone of genius.
Yes, that is so powerful. And it's so, it's so cool, Whitney, that you brought that up, because you basically were showing us that you were going through the same thing yourself that your ideal clients are probably going through. And I am like, it's so funny, because sometimes my coach, because everybody should have a coach that's can see their blind spots and can help them kind of keep on track, right? I truly believe that. But it's so funny, because they're like, so Lachelle, you're telling me what you tell other people right now. And I'm like, I know, dang it. You know? So sometimes we're just so in the in our face and stuff. And I think that, like, oftentimes I am a huge advocate of, I have three assistants right now that help me, or three partners that help me. Actually I'm adding two more. So it's crazy. Nice. Like my team is growing. But it took me a long time to let go of the, you know, the control, for sure. And I think that one tool that I give people a lot when they're in this space of like, I don't really know if I can, number one, afford it, or number two, like give up that control, is I ask people, what would you love to make in your paycheck by, you know, the end of the year? And so they'll write a number down, right? And then I'll ask them, okay, so let's figure out how many months in the year that we have left. And now how many hours per week would you like to work? And then I help them to divide that down, right? So we take the overall money, we divide it by the number of months, and then divided by the number of, you know, hours per month. And that gives them their hourly wage. And if you look at it, like, that's what you're worth. And so if you do the math and you're like, holy crap, like, I'm worth $300 an hour, then why are you having a hard time paying someone 30 to do what you could do in 300? And it allows us to scale. So basically I'm like replicating myself, because, you know, you still might have a full-time job that you're trying to hustle around and all of the things. And it's really hard for us to scale if we're still stuck doing all of the things, wearing all the hats. And so I just think it's awesome. And then to bring in an expert like you, who knows the industry enough to say, you're missing this. Like, I really think that you should amp up your email marketing, because I see that you're really heavy in social, but I think we need to capture emails. And so now not only do we get the help, but we get a whole nother perspective from an expert who gets it. And it's like, you guys, I cannot underestimate the power of getting really strong, qualified people who can help you scale your business. And it's not all of you guys out there that are struggling with money mindset, especially women. I think women are really, really plagued by this, that we are afraid that we come across as greedy or selfish if we want to make a good living. But I truly believe that if we ask for things from God that can overall help humanity, He wants to give us things that are going to help humanity. So in my wealth, if I'm able to give back more, if I'm able to influence people in a greater way because I have more time freedom, that's going to make the world better. So who am I to stop that from happening? And so this could be a whole nother conversation, but I just think that just you and I get a chance to bring awareness to this is huge, because you guys, we can make the most amazing impact in the world if we can get out of our own heads, right?
Yes. Yes.
So much.
For sure.
Okay, Whitney, anything else that you haven't had a chance to dive into in our conversation? Because, you know, it kind of goes wherever it's supposed to, I think. Yeah. And I would love for you to give us a chance to hear any more words of wisdom that we haven't had a chance to capture.
No, I think the last point was what I really wanted to drive home, was exactly what kind of we both said was the power of outsourcing and, you know, getting support is so powerful and, you know, having that trusted support system is only going to help you grow.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. We're going to make sure you guys that you have all the ways to connect with Whitney in the show notes. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I need this, this is what I need because I have been stuck in my business. I have not grown or scaled the way that I want to, or I would love to replace my income in my job, but I just can't because I can't, there isn't two of me. There could be two of you. So get a hold of Whitney and her team, and we'll see what we can do to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Because I truly believe that this is a blessing that we can tap into and to make such a difference in people's lives. So Whitney, we'll make sure that everything that's about you is in the show notes. And I always ask my guests here on the Untuck Podcast to give the audience a question to think about that's going to help them move forward from where they are to where they want to be. So what question would you ask people to think about that's going to help them get unstuck?
Where do you want to be 5 years from today? And what's one baby step you can take today to make that happen?
I love it. That is so powerful, you guys. It's so powerful. So where do you want to be? And where's one step? Because Whitney literally allowed for us to see that modeled in her own life. And I'm so grateful that you were willing to share your story. If you guys haven't already done so, make sure that you take a screenshot of us chatting so that we get the word out about Whitney. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to know what she's all about. And so take a screenshot, share us in your stories, let people know all about the conversations that we're having. And we love you guys here. So thanks for being a good listener on the Untuck Podcast. Whitney, thank you so much. And you guys have the most amazing rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Untuck Podcast. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you. And don't forget to check out the show notes if you want to get into my private club, The Better Club, to be able to learn better ways to be better, do better, and have better. So until next time, keep showing up. Let's get unstuck together. Have a great day.